I quieted my sobs and was blowing my nose when I felt a hand on my shoulder. If this was Linda, I just might sucker punch her, pregnant or not. I turned quickly and looked up into the warm, incredibly blue eyes of the Big Mart Santa.
"Excuse me, miss," he said, his voice smooth and soft. "Is there anything Santa can do to help you?"
I shake my head vehemently. This was the epitome of humiliation. I was 29 years old and had garnered the attention of the discount store Santa Claus as he observed me sobbing and snorting into a big wad of toilet paper I hadn't even paid for yet. "Oh, I'm just having a moment," I reply. "It's just, well, holidays suck if you want to know the truth. No offense, Santa." He smiles a genuine smile, and I can tell that Santa isn't much over 30 himself. Straight white teeth, and despite the fluffy white beard and mustache that masks his face, I can see that there are no crinkle lines around his eyes. His brows are dark brown.
"Would you like to tell Santa about it? It's not just about what you'd like for Christmas. It's also about how you feel about Christmas. That's why I'm here."
Oh, I couldn't. You have kids to see."
"Nobody here right now," he replies,
nodding toward the empty plush red chair surrounded by big plastic elves that are lit up around the fake Christmas tree.
"Won't you come into Santa's village and tell him all about it? What's your name, little girl?"
"Sonia," I reply meekly.
"Well, Sonia, I'd really like to hear your story. You never know, Santa may be able to help."
I'm dubious, but something inside my head whispers, why not? What can it possibly hurt to unload to somebody else? Maybe a fresh perspective. And so I did. I couldn't actually believe I did it, but there was something so sincere and engaging about this guy. I found myself sitting on his lap and spilling my guts to him about the past year. I spared nothing. I told him about my weight gain, my job loss, my penchant for Chinese takeout and Lifetime movies, and the fact that I hadn't had sex for more than a year now. Somehow I hadn't felt ashamed in admitting that to him. After all, he was Santa, right? He'd likely heard it all before I decided.
"Well, now, Sonia, it sounds as if you have every reason to hate the holidays. That makes Santa kind of sad, though. Let's see what I can do to fix that for you."
He reaches behind his chair and pulls out a huge black silk bag. I watch in wonderment as he gropes through it, finally pulling out a small felt stocking that had some candy poking out of it. If he thinks a Tootsie Pop and licorice are going to heal the wound, I'm actually sorely disappointed in his Santa abilities. My face drops and he catches it. I hear a soft chuckle rumble from beneath his snowy white beard.
"Make sure you get everything out of the stocking. Santa thinks maybe there's something special in it, just for Sonia."
I give him a smile, lifting myself off of his lap. "Thanks, Santa. I will." I check out at the front register, and as I'm pushing my cart towards my car in the lot, I pull the stocking from my pocket, deciding to go for the Tootsie Pop since it's well past dinner time. Once my car is loaded up with my groceries and staples, and I'm in the driver's seat sucking on my pop, I empty the rest of the stocking out into the passenger seat. Licorice, two chocolate kisses, and a folded up piece of paper tumble out. I grab the paper up, quickly unfolding it. My sucker drops from my mouth and onto my lap as I read the words.
"Meet me at the Motel 6 on Branson Road near the freeway exit. Room 232. Any time after 10 o'clock p.m. I have something you want. Something you need."
Is this what I think it is? A booty call? A booty call from Santa?